First Peter. There's so much that we can learn from First Peter. There's so much that we can be blessed by if we put this stuff into practice. Amen. So raise your hands real fast if you want to be what God's called you to be. Amen. Amen. And guys, I know that's a struggle. I know that temptation is out there to give in to all kinds of stuff. I know that we live in crazy, crazy times. And if we get our eyes off of the Lord, there's ample opportunity for discouragement, depression, and all sorts of foolishness. Amen. But we can keep our eyes on the Lord and we can be a blessed people. Amen. So real fast, I want to read this for us. This is what we're going to go through today, Lord willing. 1 Peter chapter 1, starting at verse 13. Therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy, because I am holy. Since you call on a Father who judges each person's work impartially, live out your time as foreigners here in reverent fear. For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your anointing this morning. Thank you, Father God, that your will is going to be done in this household and in our hearts, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, that what needs to be said will be said, Lord, and we will receive it and we will walk in it, Lord. We love you and praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, is he worthy of our praise this morning, guys? Even though life isn't exactly how you thought it would be at this age, is he still worthy of our praise? Amen. Even though you're not getting the respect you think you deserve at the workplace, is he still worthy of our praise? Amen. Because your yard's a mess, is he worthy of our praise? Amen. You know God's good, right? Amen, amen, amen. Let's do this. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 13, therefore preparing your minds for action and be sober-minded. Hey, you know what? Peter's calling us to keep our guard up. You know what I mean? To be sharp, to be alert. Now, here's the deal. When you're intoxicated, you're not that sharp. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? I know we're in church and we don't like to think about those days. But you understand that, right? What Peter's saying here, that we are to be spiritually alert. Amen. Because we have a real enemy that wants to steal, kill, and destroy. And we can keep our focus on the Most High God. And guess what? We can have peace no matter what's going on. Whether we're dealing with painful consequences, the results of things that we've done ourselves. Amen. We can have peace and we can have strength. Does that make sense this morning? We're just living in this world where bad things are happening to us. You know what? We can get through that. We don't have to give in to temptation. Can I get a witness this morning? Peter's saying, be alert, man. Be on guard because you have a real enemy that is looking for any opportunity he can to trip you up. And here's a news flash for you. You can be drunk on a lot more than booze. You know what I mean? Christian folks, all the time, we can be so drunk on fear. You know what I mean? We can be drunk on work. Christian folks can be drunk on booze, too. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that, man, there's so many things that can steal your joy, that can keep you from not being so sharp. Are y'all with me this morning? Amen. Therefore, in view of everything that God has done for you and everything that God has promised you. Remember, we've been talking about how good God is. Amen. And that we can go through these trials because God is good and it's going to get really, really good one day really, really soon. So now as we step into being that obedient child, amen, it's the same thing. Don't forget about how good your God is. Don't forget how blessed you are to actually be a hand-picked servant of the Most High God. You know what I'm saying? If you love him, you know, it's because he picked you out. It's not just because you picked him out. He picked you out first. You know what I mean? He said, you are mine, child, you are mine. And he's going to use all the stupid stuff you did before you got saved. He's going to use that for something awesome. Amen? So give him some praise right now. Therefore, preparing your minds for action, realize, man, that you're not in a battle, but you're in a war. Amen? And that we are going to go through hard times while you are here on this earth. Amen. In this life, you're going to have plenty of difficulties. If you want to live a godly life in Christ Jesus, you can expect some persecution. Amen. So get ready for it. Be on guard. You know what I mean? Look for the unexpected spiritually. Amen. Therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Okay, that's a big blessing right there. You want to keep yourself from falling into any old little temptation? You want to keep yourself from getting in more stupid trouble? Man, devote yourself, man. Set your sights on the good Lord, amen? And be excited about what's waiting around the corner. It is going to be so worth it, amen? He gives us, Isaiah says he gives strength to the weary. You know what I mean? He will help you through this time, amen? We have to lean on him, amen? And he will give us provision through that process. He wants us to be obedient to him, amen? And he will help us do that. And guess what? There are mega, all God's people said mega. Mega super. Mega super blessings that we cannot even imagine waiting for us. So even though this life is hard and difficult, man, and people that should be nice to you are mean to you, man, God is good. Amen. Set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. We haven't seen nothing yet. You know what I mean? Angels can't wait to see how this stuff turns out. Amen. The Old Testament prophets prophesied about it. Amen. And we get to look back on the wonderful thing that Jesus Christ did at the cross. But there is so much in store for God's children. Amen. Amen. So let that be something that we can be excited about and help us walk that line. Amen. Okay. Excuse me for 1 second. I'm a bit parched. This would be a good time for you guys to take a sip of a beverage if you got one. Yes, no beverages in the sanctuary unless you're preaching. Or if it's water. Or whatever. Just everyone say, get on track, man.
Get on track.
Say, this is my day off, man. All right, Galatians 6 and verse 9. You got it on your monitor. We're speeding up. We're making up lost time. Let us not become weary in doing good. Do you ever get weary in doing good? Let's be honest, man. You ever get tired? Josh, that's one. You ever get tired of doing the right thing? You know what I mean? God just told you, hey, man, listen. You might not get the pat on the back that you deserve, but you know what, man? Don't get weary. Keep doing it. Keep fighting the good fight. Amen? Can I get a witness? Amen. Let us not become weary in doing good. I'm tired of turning the other cheek. You ever felt like that? I'm tired of being the one saying I'm sorry. You know what? God says don't grow weary, man. Do it. Be obedient, and you're going to bear some fruit, man. Okay, but if you get into the flesh, it ain't going to lead to nowhere good. Amen? Raise your hand if you know what I'm talking about there. I got mad this week. And I kicked a piece of furniture, and I kicked a piece of furniture. Yes, I did. I kicked a piece of furniture, and I broke my toe. I did, because the spirit was willing, but the flesh was really, really weak, and I was in a bad place. I'm not bragging. I just want you guys to know that I'm not up here on no pedestal. When we get in the flesh, we get stupid. Yeah. Amen? We do stupid stuff. And all week long, and as soon as I did it, within a couple minutes, Rachel Jeannie was like, I hope you learned your lesson. Yeah. And bless her heart, she was right, though, because every step I take, all God's people said, every step I take, man, I'm like, that was the stupidest thing I did last week. That's the stupidest thing. I had to go to the ER, man. I got the boot. I was supposed to wear the boot. I'm not wearing the boot. I don't want to wear the boot in front of you guys. Because I wasn't going to tell y'all, but I feel convicted now.
That's good all the time.
Amen. My foot is throbbing, so if you're a prayer warrior, I should have wore the boot. Anyways, God is good. Tell the truth. Okay. Let us not become weary in doing good. For at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if you don't give up. If you really belong to him, if you are really his child, amen, you're not going to give up. You see what I'm saying? If you belong to him, you're going to understand, man, that times get tough, man, but it is so worth it. I want to bear some fruit for the Lord. Amen. He has been so good to me. And look, man, you can be excited about the fact that there is a big fat harvest. A harvest of souls, all kinds of good fruit that God wants us to bear. But also, God is going to bless you beyond our comprehension. Amen? That's all I'm trying to say. Actually, I don't even really know what I'm trying to say right now, but God is good. Okay, 1 Peter 1 and verse 14, as obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance. Amen? Can I get a witness?
Amen.
That is a tall drink of water back. No, that is a tall order. You know what I'm saying? As obedient children. Hey, man, any good parent. Raise your hands if you're a good parent. All right. Yeah, that's right, man. Yeah, we hope, man. At the end of the day, we hope we were. Okay, but it's all on the job training, right? Well, anyways, any loving parent. Any good parent is going to love their kids, whether they're obedient or not. But what makes a father smile? Think about it. What makes a mother smile? That obedient child. What will release blessings like nothing else? The whining, the complaining, the I got this coming to me. You know what I mean? What, is that going to release the blessing? Or that obedient child that just loves you and wants to be obedient? You see what I'm saying? So Peter, the last couple weeks, has been telling us, hey, life's tough, but God is good. Amen. And you have been handpicked. You are the elect. Amen. So he says, listen, now, why don't you be obedient? If you are his child, how about being the obedient one? Because there's a lot of blessings that can be released. You know what? But not even that, man. God, who is a good God, asks, please be obedient. Stop wasting time. You only have a certain amount of time here on this rock. Amen? And I want to use you. Are y'all with me?
Amen.
As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance. Now that is so true right there, man. We can't say that we don't know better. Now, and see, there was a time and a place when we served a different master. You know what I'm talking about, Kiwi? There's a time and a place when we didn't know better. Okay, maybe we did know because grandma told us or somebody that cared about us told us, but we were serving a different master and we were doing what we wanted to do. Amen? Okay, you know, one time, me and this cat named Travis and Brother James, Lord bless his heart, we were down here doing something. We were down here and James and Travis and I were out in the woods. Everyone say, well, what were you doing out in the woods? James said, walk. Never, just forget about the whole thing, man. Well, we were out in the woods goofing off. It was cold. It was rainy. We were looking for something. And we were supposed to be helping Robin prepare for some feast. But we were out in the woods. And anyways, huh? What happened? What's going on? Okay, so anyways, man, I saw these berries, man. I saw these berries. And like, hey, fellas, these are blueberries, man. These are, forget that it's not time for blueberries. You know, but I was like, oh, wow, look at this. This is awesome. So I grab a handful. I put them in my mouth. And I'm like, yeah, these are definitely blueberries. And guess what? My tongue starts swelling up. And my face starts getting all numb and crazy. And I'm like, oh, I don't think these are blue. Well, my mouth is so dry, I can't even get the rubbish out of my mouth. You know, and I start to see this vision. No, I'm playing. But these things were really making my face feel weird and my tongue feel weird. You know what, man? Things look awful pretty sometimes, man, but they might not be good for you. Amen? That's not even the point I was going to try and say, but I can't even remember what it was. Something about berries and don't eat them. I don't know. Okay, I wrote it down. No. Okay, don't just go with the world. Don't just go with what the world offers, because what looks good may not always be good for you.
Amen.
Yeah. Because the berries, you know, they look good, whatever, and it made my face numb. So don't do that. Okay, so Romans 12, as obedient, yes, everyone start praying. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance. You can't blame it on I didn't know any better. Amen. We know right from wrong. Amen. And now we serve a different master who says, you know what? I'm holy. And it would sure be swell if you could be holy too. Actually, he's a little more stern than that. He says, I'm holy, so you need to be holy. Amen. You got a job to do. My son shed his blood so you could be saved. Now get to work. Amen. Okay, Romans 12 and verse 2. Do not be conformed to this world. Just read that in 1 Peter. Yeah. We sure did. 1 Peter 1:14 says, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance. Now look at Romans 12. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. That's the deal right there. You can want to walk the line. You know what I mean? Rules aren't going to make you walk the line. You know what I mean? Rules actually make you want to break the law. You know what I'm saying? That's true. That's biblical. Think about it, man. You see a speed limit sign, and what are you thinking? That is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. That I should be able to go a lot faster than that. You know what I mean? So that's the deal right here. But look, man, look at Romans 12. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. Okay. So we have to replace that bad behavior, that old way, with something else. We got to be transformed by the renewal of our mind. How's that happen? How's that going to work out? How are we going to do that? How's that going for you, by the way? How's that going for you? Yeah, it's tough, man. It's tough. But see, we can get victory if we get in this word. Amen? Amen. Yeah. Yes, it is the time of the day of the sermon where we talk about the Bible. We need to be in this book, man. And that's how you're going to change the way you think. That is the only way you're going to change the way you think, is by surrounding yourself by people who love the Lord. Amen. By listening to good Bible-based preaching. By getting into this word. Amen. Amen. Okay. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance. Next slide, beloved. Is everyone okay? Amen. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 15. Verse 15. But as he who called you is holy. You understand that, right? You understand that our God is holy? First of all, there's only one real God. There's only one real God, and he handpicked you out so you are blessed beyond your imagination. Okay? There's only one real God, and he is holy beyond holy. Matter of fact, what is he? He's holy, holy, holy. All right? He is so holy and so pure. He is so holy that even the angels in the throne room cover up their face, cover up their feet. Amen. And angels, who would think that they're pretty holy? They're pretty pure, right? I mean, they're in the presence of the Lord. But see, that's compared to a holy God, the one true God. There is no one like him. Amen. And this is our God. And it's not that. And so how can we be holy? What kind of holiness are we? Our holiness, our righteousness is imputed on us by what Jesus Christ did on the cross. Okay, that's where you got to start right there. Amen? It's not a bunch of rules that you're not going to be able to follow anyways. But once you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, amen, Jesus Christ's holiness is imputed on you. You see what I'm saying? But see, because our God is holy, and because so much has been done for you, he says your conduct should line up with what I'm asking of you. Amen? And that's a tall order, but guess what? I can do all things through Christ. Amen. It can be more of God and less of myself if I get serious about it. Amen. Because this obedience stuff, it ain't easy. It's not, man. Some of it's real cool and you think you got it. But guess what? Before too long, you kick a piece of furniture and you broke your toe. Yep. But somebody asked me, how is the, Emmanuel asked me, no, you don't have to ask me that. The span of time between the last time I broke my toe on something. It should be getting farther and farther and farther apart, right? Man, listen, don't judge me, brother. No, I'm playing. No, I'm playing, man. I'm playing. Yes, man. Count to 10. All that's good stuff, man. But when we get into the Word, man, and we stand on the Word, and we put that flesh man down through the Holy Spirit, it should be more of God and less of myself. Amen? Okay. But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. In all your conduct? In everything you do? Are you kidding me? You know how hard this is? We can do all things through Christ. And you're not going to do it perfectly, you know, but that's what we're shooting for. And you're not even going to, your will of the mind ain't going to cut it. You know what I mean? It's got to be through the Holy Spirit. It's got to be through Jesus Christ. Amen. That is your strength. Amen. Are y'all with me? Since it is written, oh, this is cool, man. This is cool. Because Peter sending these letters out, okay, to these believers, and he's like, hey, if you don't want to take my word for it, I like this right here, because when you talk and do things like this publicly, sometimes you assume, well, what would somebody who doesn't believe me, what would they say? You know, what are they thinking in their mind right now when I say this? Does that make sense? Probably not. I don't know. Well, anyways, I like Peter's like, okay, you might not believe me. You know, I did know Jesus. We hung out for 3.5 years. I am filled with the Holy Spirit. I got a lot going on. The Catholics say I'm the first pope, you know. No, check this out, man. I'm busy. But if you don't want to take my word for it, you don't think what my words are inspired by the Holy Spirit, well, look at the Old Testament. Look at this. Since it is written. And beloved, if you see it in the Word of God, you can stand on it. Since it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. So like 3 times we just read recently, be holy because God is holy. Okay, we can't do it on our own. You understand that? We got to put our faith, we got to put our trust in God. Amen. And when we mess up, because we're going to mess up, amen, that's not to be the end of you, but we repent, we turn from that behavior, and we go forward in Christ. Amen. Amen. All right. If you want to know what he was quoting or where he was pulling that from, Leviticus 11, right there, 44, I am the Lord your God. So who's in charge? Is Paul in charge? Is Peter in charge? God is in charge, and he's our boss, and we are obligated to be obedient to him. You know what? Next time you want to do something stupid, right? Think about what's been done for you. And think about what he's telling you to do. I am the Lord your God. Consecrate yourselves and be holy, because I am holy. Okay, let's go to the next slide. First Peter 1 and verse 17. Are you guys being blessed this morning? Amen. And if you call on him as Father, okay, do you do that? Is he, okay, in other words, is God your dad? Are you in the family? Because that's all the difference in the world, man. Because the non-believer, the pagan, the unsaved, they don't have to do what the Bible says. Don't get mad at the guy who's cussing and the Tom Thumb or whatever. You know what? If he's not saved, he's just following his master. You know what I mean? Listen, man, we belong to the Most High God. If you are saved, you belong to him, so he's your father. So in the natural sense of things, if he's the father and I'm the child, who is subordinate? That's right. All God's people said, I don't really know what subordinate means. Anyways. Yeah, we'll talk about that when? Talk about it next week. And if you call on him as Father, who judges impartially, wow, hold the phone. He's my dad, and he don't play favorites. Well, what about Jesus Christ? What about that firstborn son? What about that only begotten son? Yes, Jesus Christ is God. You understand that? Jesus Christ is God, and Father God loves you so much. This is how he plays favorites. He loves you so much that Jesus Christ laid down his life for you. So you could be in the family. So we could be in the family as rotten as we are. You know what I mean? In other religions, in false religions, and fake religions, it's like give up your sons for God. Think about it. Give up your sons. Put a bomb on them. Send them out there. Let them do something. Let them make a mess for God. Maybe God will take notice. But see, in Christianity, God laid down his son's life for us. That's how much we're loved. I didn't make that up. I heard that, and I was like, that's good. No. All right, what's going on right now? Okay, and if you call on him as Father who judges impartially, he don't play favorites. You know what I mean? Your kids, if you got a bunch of kids like me, you know what I mean? Sometimes they'll be like, you're playing favorites. I mean, I'm not playing favorites, man. You ain't supposed to be messing with the steak knives out here. No. No, judges impartially according to each one's deeds. So listen, he don't pick on you. He's not playing favorite. Okay, but let's understand this. As Christian people, at blood-bought Christians, you are going to reap a harvest. You are going to reap what you sow. You understand what I'm saying? There are consequences that are bound up in your actions. Okay, God is not being mean to you. He warns us over and over and over again. But if we are obedient to the Lord, we're going to bear good fruit. We're going to bear good fruit and a good harvest. Amen? Sometimes we don't think about those good consequences. But yes, there's a big, fat, awesome harvest waiting for us, man. And our obedience is going to release all kinds of blessings. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying God's going to give you everything you want. Amen? Not if it's not going to further his plan for you. Amen? But listen, man. We will reap what we sow. If you do something stupid, raise your hands if you're prone to doing stupid stuff. All right. If we do something stupid, there's going to be consequences to that. You know what I mean? All right. Can I back that up? Yeah, I can back it up. Galatians 6 and verse 7. Do not be deceived. Don't trick yourself. We're so good at that, man. Let's be honest, man. We are super good at tricking ourselves. I'm the one guy that God's going to be cool with this happening because God understands my situation. God's not cool with it, man. Give him some praise. It's not going to work out, man. You're not going to be the one guy in history that God's like, that is kind of cute, actually. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. Just put that into your heart right now. You know, we would be so much better off if we just understand that. God cannot be mocked. His word says something, and what it says, it's going to come to pass. We will reap what we sow. You're not going to put egg on his face. That's not going to happen. Amen? Amen? Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Well, that's cool because I'm a woman. No, mankind, man. All right. Y'all are just crazy today. A man reaps what he sows. Now, conduct yourselves with fear. That's it right there, guys. That's the problem in my life. So maybe it might be something going on in your life like that. We tend to lose that reverence for the Lord. We tend to lose that jaw-dropping respect for our Creator. Amen. Remember, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That's got to be the base right there, man. You know what I mean? I loved my dad. My dad was a great dad. But you know what would make me do the right thing? Is the fear of what was going to happen. You know what I mean? If I did something stupid, because my dad didn't spare the rod. You know what I'm saying? So the Lord God warns us over and over again, man, you are going to reap what you sow. I'm warning you because I love you and I want to use you. Amen? So be obedient to me and be blessed and be a blessing to others. Okay, conduct yourselves with fear. I think a lot of us, well, I can't speak for any of you, but I know in myself, man, I lose the fear of the Lord often. Often I'm like, I'm going to do this. And then I reap the stupid consequences for it. You know what I'm saying? Remember, he is holy, 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 holy. Well, holy, holy, holy. There's no one, no being more holy than him. Okay, conduct yourselves with fear throughout the time of your exile. Remember this, guys. And there's a lot of things that glimmer, a lot of things that shine in this world, and things that can lead us off the cliff. You know what I mean? But we're just pilgrims passing through. You know what I mean? This is not our home, man. We're working our way out of here. But see, God has a plan for us while we're here. You know what I mean? We are on our way to something really, really good. Can I get a witness? Okay. So for the rest of our time, we can't plead ignorance and I didn't know no better. Of course you know better, man. You know? I didn't know no better. Yep. For the rest of our time, man, we want to be obedient to the Most High God. Even when somebody's unfairly mean to you, especially when somebody's mean to you, right? Because that's witnessing time, man. That's showing people the love of Jesus. Okay. Think of what Jesus has forgiven you from, man. Okay, verse 18. Knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers. Okay, don't forget that fact, right? You were ransomed. Okay, just like the children of Israel, okay, God set them free. Amen. I love you. I'm going to set you free from your slavery. You've been set free from slavery, so we need to make sure we don't put those bonds back on us. Amen? Don't look back at Egypt and think, man, that was pretty cool. That's pretty awesome, because it wasn't that awesome, man. You were a slave. Amen. Knowing that you were ransomed from the futile, worthless ways, man. Everything you did in the past, that was rubbish. That was worthless. Amen. You know what I mean? But God can turn that stuff into something awesome. Amen. Knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers. Hey, grandmama was born a sinner. Grandpappy was born a sinner. Guess what? That made you a sinner. It's in our DNA, whatever you want to call it, man. You know what I mean? Came all the way down the line from great, great, great grandma and grandpa, Adam and Eve. Okay, but see, we're not those people anymore. Okay, we're not our own. We've been bought at a price. We belong to the Most High God now. Amen? Okay, not with perishable things. What was our ransom from them? Not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ. That should put a little spring in your step. I got to be honest with you. My toe's broken, but sometimes when I'm reading something up here, and it's different than when I'm reading it at home. The anointing is different up here, you know, when I'm talking. And sometimes, man, I want to, like, skip and, you know, be silly and stuff like that. And that should put a skip in our step right there. That's just something that should really get us excited, man. You know what I'm saying? You were bought by the precious blood of of Jesus Christ. So give him some praise. Not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. Amen? Everything in the Old Testament was pointing to Jesus Christ. You know, all the Old Testament sacrifices, that was a picture of what Jesus Christ was going to do at that cross. You know what I'm saying? So, man, when John the Baptist saw Jesus, and what did he say in John 1:29? The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." We can't even really begin to understand what's been done for us. But see, here's the skinny. Here's a real easy way to understand it. We were doomed on our way to hell. That's what our future was. Okay, we were going to go to hell forever, and that's not fun. That's not great. Okay, I can't express that enough, man. You don't want to be there. Amen. Weeping and gnashing of teeth, the flame dieth not. Okay. Here's the deal. That's where we were headed. And then Jesus Christ died for your sins. And all our sins of humanity, past, present, future, was placed on his back on that cross. Amen. So we get to experience things that we can't even imagine yet. It's going to be so wonderful. And he's with us here as we go through these trials and storms. And he gives us strength to be obedient to him. You know what I'm saying? But man, we can be obedient. We can do a lot better job. Raise your hands if you think you do a lot better job. Amen. Amen. Now here's the deal, man. Look. But with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot, so much was done for us. And sometimes we put the fear of God on the back burner. We shouldn't do that. Amen? So may the good Lord convict us. Amen? Amen. Father God, we love you. We love you, Lord, and we praise you, Lord. Thank you for stirring up a desire in us to be what you've called us to be obedient, Lord. Lord God, to be what you've called us to be, to walk that line, Lord. Thank you that we will pray for our brothers and sisters in this church this week, that we will intercede for our brothers and sisters in this church and all our loved ones, Lord. And we will pray for this nation and this land, Lord. And if we see a need, Lord, and we can do something about it, we will do something about it, Lord. Even if it's just praying, Lord, let us be about your business. Give us that hunger to be what you've called us to be. We love you and praise you. In Jesus' wonderful, precious name we pray. Amen. Now, before you guys leave, listen up.